listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart. Today I wanted to talk about judges, in particular, President Trump's judicial nominees. This is one area of his administration that I think a lot of conservatives can agree that he's doing a pretty good job. He's had a pretty great slate of judicial nominations, the pinnacle being Neil Gorsuch being appointed and then confirmed to the Supreme Court. Today in particular, I'm talking about Kyle Duncan, who's appointed the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. I was joined last week, had a phone conversation with Deanna Wallace. She's Americans United for Life's staff counsel. She gave her perspective on Mr. Duncan, as well as how she feels President Trump is doing with his judicial nominees, and why she's certain Mr. Duncan and some of these other nominees are going to be good for the pro-life cause. But before we get to that conversation, first a word from our sponsors. Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart, editor of Caffeinated Thoughts. Should something, heaven forbid, happen to you, will your family be ready? One of the most important things you can do for your family is to make sure they are provided for after you're gone. Whether you're currently without life insurance or you're not happy with your current plan, Travis Riswold of Modern Woodmen of America can help. Give Travis a call at 515-883-0029. That's 515-883-0029. Travis Riswold of Modern Woodmen of America. He can help you find the life insurance you need.
At American Principles Project, we believe that human dignity should be at the heart of public policy. We work in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. to promote life, religious freedom, local control over education, authentic economic progress for working Americans, and a return to constitutional principles such as federalism. Want to help American Principles Project? Visit our website today, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. That's AmericanPrinciples, P-L-E-S, Project.org. Sign up for email updates. Help us out. We want to work with you. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
And we're back, and without further ado, here's my conversation with Deanna Wallace from Americans United for Life. Well, hey, Deanna, thank you so much for joining us on the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, very welcome. Just wanted to, first of all, ask you, what does Americans United for Life do, and what's your role with them?
So Americans United for Life is the legal architect of the pro-life movement. We've been around since a year before Roe v. Wade, and we have been involved in every single court case on abortion at the Supreme Court since Roe v. Wade. But our primary role is to help states pass legislation. So we have a lot of model bills on a variety of pro-life issues, from abortion to stem cell research, all the way through to euthanasia. And we work with legislators across the nation to make sure that their state's citizens are protected from conception to natural death. And then I am staff counsel. So I kind of do everything that we do, whether it's writing legal briefs, helping legislators, and then coming and talking to people like you.
Great. Well, first of all, I just want to ask you, what do you guys, you know, we've got a new president. He's been in office for, you know, close to a year now, and he's been appointing some judges. What are you kinds of judges are you looking for when you see these people being nominated?
So AUL is very much a conservative, originalist type of philosophy whenever it comes to the Constitution. We want judges that are going to be judges, not judges that are going to impose their own personal beliefs on the Constitution, but are going to be true to what the founders wanted and what the founders intended when they wrote this document. So definitely no judicial activism.
Okay. Yeah, because it's not like you have these people say, hey, I'm pro-life. So sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, especially from my perspective. When I look at these people, I've never heard of them before. Some of them, especially the guy we're going to be talking about before, I don't think has ever been on the bench. So, you know, it's kind of hard to, what do we look for?
Right. And I think that trying to talk about it from a we want a pro-life judge perspective is kind of the wrong perspective, because we don't want a judge to overrule Roe v. Wade because they personally believe that pro-life is correct. We want them to overturn Roe v. Wade because it was wrongly decided and it's not in the Constitution to begin with.
Right, right. Yeah, it kind of floors me from a constitutional perspective how we have, you know, the Declaration set forth an inalienable right to life. And then you look at the Fifth and the 14th Amendments that specifically say, you know, we're supposed to have due process. So kind of, you know, why is it that these pre-born Americans don't have the same due process rights that we see, you know, people on death row get before they're convicted? So it's, it's mind-boggling to me. So how you've been watching President Trump's latest, one of his latest nominees to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, Kyle Duncan. What are you seeing Kyle Duncan that gets you really excited?
So I am lucky enough to be from Louisiana, and I've actually gotten to see Kyle Duncan in action in the courtroom on a number of occasions. He is a true originalist, and he's so passionate and hardworking and just dedicated to making sure that the law is accurately applied. And that's the type of judge that we're looking for. And I do believe that Kyle would be an amazing addition to the Fifth Circuit.
Okay, well, I just was looking at one of your local papers that recently ran an article. It's like, is he the scourge of civil rights, or is he like Neil Gorsuch? How would you answer that?
I think that he is like Neil Gorsuch, but also I think that people are misunderstanding a lot of Kyle Duncan's history, because even though Kyle Duncan has done a lot on religious freedom, that's not purely a conservative issue. And right. That's something that he brought up in his confirmation hearing yesterday. He's worked on both sides of the aisle for religious freedom, for Muslims, for Jews, for Christians, for all faiths. It's not just a conservative issue. It's something that crosses bipartisan lines. And it's something that's foundational to our country. That's the whole reason this country was founded, was so that a people could have religious freedom.
I think most of my listeners probably did not watch the confirmation hearing. I know I didn't get a chance to. What kind of reception did he get when he was before the Senate Judiciary Committee?
It was a lot better than some of the other candidates nominees for other open seats have gotten. I think that's because Kyle is a very measured, and because he's worked on so many different issues, he was very calm, and no one really got too heated, which we've seen, unfortunately, in some of the other confirmation hearings.
No, he accused him of the dogma living loudly within him?
No one accused him of that. There were some pointed questions about whether or not he would impose his religious beliefs on others, and he was very clear that he uses the law and only the law, not his personal opinions. And again, that's the whole point of being a judge,
right?
To interpret the law, not what you want it to say, but what it actually says.
What is his religious background? I don't know what it was.
You know, I am not.
You're not certain. Sure either.
I do believe he is a believer, but I don't know what specific faith background or tradition he follows. He's from Louisiana, so it might be Catholic.
Okay. All right. What kind of pushback was he getting from some of the Democratic members that pretty much have shown resistance to all Trump nominees?
Right. Well, I think the most common thread among the Democratic senators that were asking questions was about Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
And accusing him of imposing his religious beliefs or allowing an organization to impose their religious beliefs on employers, which I think kind of missed the point that the Supreme Court already said that this wasn't imposing your religious beliefs on your employees. And for the amount of precedent the amount of times that they talk about Roe v. Wade being precedent that you have to follow, they don't really seem to agree that Hobby Lobby is also precedent that you have to follow. Which
it's
I think
amazing
is
how that works.
I know that's the problem with the liberal mindset on the Constitution, is that it's only settled whenever it's settled in your favor, If it's not in your favor, then you can make things up as you go. And that's no way to actually have justice in our nation. That's why we have to stick to the true meaning of the Constitution. Otherwise, we're never going to have settled law on anything.
Definitely. So your view of Roe v. Wade, though, is that it's not settled? Or do you believe it is?
So there's a lot of talk in these confirmation hearings about the concept of stare decisis, which basically just means that once something's decided, you kind of let it lie.
Right.
But there are valid reasons to put aside stare decisis. And that's when there have had new facts come in that make the old law clearly wrong, the old interpretation, or if the interpretation, the previous interpretation is unworkable. And I think that we can see both of those things happening when it comes to Roe v. Wade. We have so much more scientific information that shows clearly that they were wrong to say that the unborn were not a human person, were not human life. And so that's a matter of fact, that they weren't able to establish the same way with the scientific limitations that were in the 70s. And definitely, I think the unworkable, it's an unworkable law, because we've seen how from Roe, we then rolled it back to Casey, where now it's not a fundamental right, it's a liberty interest. There's so many different restrictions that get upheld, and then some that get struck down based on this random undue burden test, which isn't a real constitutional test. It's, it's one that was completely invented. So I think that there are a lot of valid, logical, legal reasons that you could say that stare decisis does not apply in Roe the same way it would apply in a well-reasoned case. And we have, you know, other cases where stare decisis was abandoned, such as Brown versus the Board of Education, and Plessy v. Ferguson, and things like that, where we recognize that we were wrong.
Cause that's some, you know, you have to ask these folks that are lifting up judicial decision making as you know, this is, hey, this is the gold standard. It's like, well, Supreme Court's obviously been wrong in the past. I mean, look at the Dred Scott decision. Do you think they were wrong then? Exactly. So they could have, it's definitely possible they get other things wrong too. So,
And I think that Justice Scalia said it best, in his dissent in the first Carhart case, dealing with partial birth abortion. He said that one day, this case, which in which they upheld partial birth abortion the first time, he said that it would take its place alongside, Dred Scott and Korematsu in our nation's darkest cases. So he compared it to, again, Dred Scott, where African-Americans aren't people, and Korematsu, which allowed the federal government to put Japanese Americans into internment camps. And so those are some of the darkest moments in our Supreme Court's history. And I think that he was absolutely right that Carhart belongs right next to them, but so does Roe.
So overall, how would you, if you were to give President Trump a grade on his judicial nominees, what would you give him right now?
I would absolutely give him an A. Okay. He has put forward some highly qualified, highly educated, and definitely conservative originalist judges that are dedicated to making sure that the Constitution is respected. And not interpreted as a living document. And he, especially with Neil Gorsuch, just really hit it out of the park.
So with this nomination process for Kyle Duncan, do you think he's going to be confirmed? Does it look like anybody's going to try to hold that up?
I know that there's been a little bit of concern about one of the Louisiana senators possibly not voting in the committee to send him to a full floor vote, Senator Kennedy. It doesn't seem to be a philosophical issue, more of a issue of whether or not Kyle is Louisiana enough to represent Louisiana on the Fifth Circuit.
what does that mean?
I'm not sure. During the confirmation hearing, Senator Kennedy referred to Kyle as a Washington lawyer. And it is true that Kyle does practice in D.C. now, but he spent a lot of time in Louisiana. He's from Louisiana. He went to LSU for undergrad, LSU for law school, and he was our first solicitor general. And he, even though he moved his practice to D.C., he has represented Louisiana on multiple occasions.
Okay.
Defending our laws, including laws that I helped pass when I was with Louisiana Right to Life as their legislative director that directly protect unborn children in the womb. And so I don't think it's a valid criticism. He is as Louisiana as you get. He bleeds purple and gold, as we say, as Tiger fans.
Okay. So what, as far as action steps for our listeners, would you encourage them to call Senator Kennedy?
Absolutely. Call Senator Kennedy. Call your senator. Make sure that they know that you support this nomination. It's so important that they hear from us on these.
All right. Well, hey, Deanna, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. And we'll have to have you back on in the future.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. Hey, take care.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. That concludes today's episode of the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. If you happen to be listening to this podcast somewhere other than on our website, please go check out caffeinatedthoughts.com. That's caffeinatedthoughts.com, or Google Caffeinated Thoughts and it'll show up at the top of your search page. Also, I'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can find us at Caff Thoughts, either place. On the website, you can also sign up for our email updates so you don't miss a single update. We want to stay connected with you. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, my friends, take care.